Welcome and Sabbath blessing to each and everyone in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone and also on the recording, and later on the radio. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful high Sabbath, July 29, 2017. This is lesson 241, chapter 51, entitled The Light of Life. This is part 7. Our opening hymn is entitled Jesus, the Light of the World. See the bright and morning star, Jesus, the Light of the World. He has risen in our hearts, Jesus, the Light of the World. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the Light of the World. He's the lamp that lights our way, Jesus, the Light of the World. Step by step and day by day, Jesus, the Light of the World. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the Light of the World. No more darkness, no more night, Jesus, the Light of the World. He will shine forever bright, Jesus, the Light of the World. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the Light of the World. Jesus, the Light of the World.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank You for this spirit to have this blessed day. We thank You for this spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank You for this spirit to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirit. Be with us as we have yet another through studying the desire of ages. I pray that You may be able to let us be strong and be brave, but let us be able to always cherish the lessons that You learn in our hearts and our minds. Let us be able to always be grateful for everything that You taught us and everything that You've given us. Let us be able to do the best we can to preach to others. There's who You are, what they must do to be rescued. Let us be able to also be strong. Let us be able to also be thankful for having one another and comforting one another. And also be over with God, looking forward to being in the land that You promised us. And be with us also as we come away, knowing that You are always there to help us, and we can always rely on You no matter what troubles may lie ahead of us. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 9, verse 24, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 7 of our lesson entitled The Light of Life in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. John chapter 9, verse 25. He answered and said, whatever he be a sinner or no, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I can see. John chapter 9, verse 26. Then said they to him again, What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? John chapter 9, verse 27. He answered them, I have told you already. He did not hear, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear again? Will ye also be his disciples?
John 9:28. Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. John 9:29. We know that God spake unto Moses, as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. John 9:30. The man answered and said unto him and to them, Why herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes.
And continuing, John chapter 9, verse 31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. John chapter 9, verse 32. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? John chapter 9, verse 33. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Amen. John chapter 9, verse 34. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and doth thou teach us? And why they cast him out. John chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 473 through 474. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
This is Desire of Ages, page 473, paragraph 1, and it reads, the dilemma in which the Pharisees were placed, their questioning and prejudice, their unbelief in the facts of the case, were opening the eyes of the multitude, especially of the common people. Jesus had frequently wrought his miracles in the open street, and his work was always of a character to relieve suffering. The question in many minds was, would God do such mighty works through an impostor, as the Pharisees insisted that Jesus was? The controversy was becoming very earnest on both sides.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. What was opening the eyes of the multitude, especially of the common people? And why was the controversy becoming very earnest on both sides, as many minds questioning themselves, will God do such mighty works through an impostor? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is the dilemma in which the Pharisees were placed, their questioning and prejudice, their unbelief in the facts of the case. And Jesus had frequently wrought his miracles in the open street, and his work was always of a character to relieve suffering.
Amen. We'll be lifting you up in prayer, as well as the RTT Rosie as well. The Pharisees saw that they were given publicity to the work done by Jesus. They could not deny the miracle. The blind man was filled with joy and gratitude. He beheld the wondrous things of nature, and was filled with delight at the beauty of earth and sky. He freely related his experience, and again they tried to silence him, saying, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. That is, do not say again that this man gave you sight. It is God who has done this. Desire of Ages, page 473, paragraph 2. And continuing, the blind man answered, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Desire of Ages, page 473, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. How did the Pharisees see that they were giving publicity to the work done by Jesus? And what did the blind man answer? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, they could not deny the miracle. They tried to silence him, saying, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. That is, do not say again that this man gave you sight. It is God who has done this. And whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
They questioned again. What did he to thee? How open he thine eyes? With many words they tried to confuse him, so that he might think himself deluded. Next slide, please.
Desire of Ages, page 473, continuing. Satan and his evil angels were on the side of the Pharisees and united their energies and sold to you with man's reasoning in order to counteract the influence of Christ. They blunted the convictions that were deepening in many minds. Angels of God were also on the ground to strengthen the man who had had his sight restored. Desire of Ages, page 473, paragraph 4.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are just coming in. Question, boys and girls, how did the Pharisees try to confuse the blind man, and who united their energies and subtlety with man's reason in order to counteract the influence of Christ, and who were also on the ground to strengthen the man who had had his sight restored? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, with many words, they tried to confuse him so that he might think himself deluded. They questioned again, what did he do to thee? How opened he thine eyes? And Satan and his angels were on their side, and angels of God.
Continuing, this is from page 474 of the Desire of Ages. The Pharisees did not realize that they had to deal with any other uneducated man who had been born blind. They knew not him with whom they were in controversy. Divine light shone into the chambers of the blind man's soul as these hypocrites tried to make him disbelieve. God helped him to show by the vigor and pointedness of his replies that he was not to be ensnared. The next slide, please, and I'll let someone else read.
Desire of Ages, page 474, paragraph 1, continuing. He answered, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore, would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Why did not the Pharisees realize that they had to deal with any other than the uneducated man who had been born blind? And how was he helped by God to reply in a way that brought them to revile him? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, blah, blah.
The answer is, they knew not him with whom they were in controversy. Divine light shone into the chambers of the blind man's soul, and by the vigor and pointedness of his replies, that he was not to be ensnared. He answered, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?
Amen. Good job, everyone. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this is a scripture song taken from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. It's a scripture song sung by the Cadet Sisters.
Thou unto him that is able to keep, able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
Amen. Let us continue in our study.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continuing the reading, Desire Ages 474. The Lord Jesus knew the ordeal through which the man was passing, and he gave him grace and utterance, so that he become a witness for Christ. And he answered the Pharisees in the word that were cunning, and rebuked to his questionnaires. They claimed to be expositors of the scripture and the religious guide and a religious guides of the nation, and yet here was one performing miracle, and they were confidently ignorant as to a source of his power, as to this character and claim. Next slide, please.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continue. Now, Desire Ages, page 474. Why hearing is a marvelous thing, said a man, that he know not from whence he is, and yet he has opened my eyes. No, we know that God
Hear it
not sinners, but if any man by a worshipper of God,
and does his will,
he will hear it. Since the word beginning was is not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
Amen. Amen. Desire Ages 474, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Who knew the ordeal through which the man was passing, and what did he give him? And what cutting rebuke to his questioners did the blind man say? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The Lord Jesus, and he gave him grace and utterance so that he became a witness for him. And why, heathen, is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God hears not sinners. If man be worshipper of God and doeth his will.
Good job. His will, him, he heareth. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Exodus. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing the children's connection to be lifted. This is from the Scripture Song Singers in the section God's Love, Exodus 34, verses 6 through 7 margin.
Merciful and gracious, long-suffering. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, and abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. The Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, 6 and 7.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And let us continue. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 474. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 474. The man had met his inquisitors, I'm not really sure how to say that word, on their own ground. His reasoning was unanswerable. The Pharisees were astonished and they held their peace, spellbound before his pointed, determined words. For a few moments, there was silence. Continuing. Then the frowning priests and rabbis gathered about them their robes as though they feared contamination from contact with him. They shook off the dust from their feet and hurled denunciations against him. Thou was altogether born in sins, and doest thou teach us? And they excommunicated him. Inquisitors? Okay, thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Inquisitors and question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, what was the reaction of the Pharisees as the young man's unanswerable reasoning met his inquisitors on their own ground? And what were their last word and action? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, book love.
They were astonished, and they held their peace, spellbound before his pointed, determined words. Or a few moments there was silence. They gathered about them their robes as though they feared contamination with him, shook off the dust of their feet and hurled denunciations against him, and though was altogether born in sins, and though teach us, they excommunicated him.
Good job, Gabby. It's contamination, denunciation, and excommunicated. Dear ones, the last scripture song that we will share with everyone is also from the book of Psalms, chapter 63, verse 7 and 8, from the same section of God's love.
Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Because thou hast been my help, because thou hast been my help, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth on after thee, thy right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And mommies and daddies, take a little bit of time. Maybe you can help the little ones to be able to understand those words that was mentioned in the last question. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little one to come close, because it's story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning. It's story time. And the year is going by in a hurry. Here it is, the 29th of July. Wow. All right. We follow Christ in the ordinance of humility. You're going to find out better today as the day goes on what this ordinance of humility really is and means. Our scripture says, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought also to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you should as I have done to you. You know, when we get up next to somebody like that, it's because we usually like them. But Judas had another idea. Another cause of dissension or argument had risen. At the feast, it was customary. This is something that they usually was done. It was customary for a servant to wash the feet of the guests. See, they wore sandals in those days, and their roads weren't paved. Their sidewalks weren't cement. They walked on the dirt, and they got their feet dirty. The pitcher, that was something that holds water. The basin and the towels were there in readiness. It was all there for the feet washing. But no servant was present, and it was the disciples' part to perform it, and they knew it. Jesus waited for a time to see what they would do. Then he, the divine teacher, the king of heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. I would like to thank God for keeping all our connections at bay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And next week, we will end with part 8 of our lesson entitled, The Light of Life, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to close with prayer, blah,
Father God, thank you for everything. Can you say thank you for everything, for letting us wake up this morning, and thank you for letting us pray and keep Sabbath holy to fame. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry, dear family, if you were trying to be able to adjust your mic. Next Sabbath, chapter 51, The Light of Life, part 8, that will be held on August 5th, 2017. We would like to thank all the precious little ones, mommies and daddies, that participated in the study today. And we have also prepared activities for the whole family to enjoy. And may you all have a blessed Sabbath on this high Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.